Looking for some high school football tonight on TV for all of my Cox friends. We'll be on Cox 13. The game time game of the week is Papillion La Vista at Elkhorn South. The Monarchs 2-2. The Storm are 3-1 and ranked in the top 10. Kickoff is 7 o'clock. So that might be the place to be out in Elkhorn tonight. Or what if you were in Vegas this weekend? As we welcome you back into the Gary Sharp Show on a Football Friday Fiesta. This weekend in Vegas, there will be 6 different sports hosting events. And they have minor league baseball. So that is one of the 6. They have UFC 266. NHL preseason starts this weekend. So you have the Golden Knights. NASCAR in the playoffs. They are in town. The South Point 400 is on Sunday. And then the Raiders take on the Dolphins. Won't be long before there'll be another professional sports team that will be in Vegas. Will it be the Oakland A's or will it be an NBA team? People had speculated it was going to be the San Antonio Spurs. That's not happening. Spurs just announced a huge development in a part of San Antonio that's going to be their training complex. But that's the place to be. What will be the next sports franchise to go to Vegas? I mean, we're going to have Super Bowls. We're going to have Final Fours. We're going to have national championships in college football. And if you're there this weekend, it's going to be busy with 6 different sports that are going on. The other place to be this weekend, if you are a Red Sox and Yankee fan or have some vested interest in a wild card race, Fenway Park will host the Yanks and the Red Sox this weekend as they battle for positioning the charm of Fenway. If you're not a fan of the Red Sox and the Yankees, and there's all kinds of stuff going on this weekend, college football, NFL, what would get you to watch? What would get you to watch if you were not a fan? The yellow jerseys that the Red Sox are wearing, their city edition. Or Garrett Cole pitching tonight. But that's a big series coming up this weekend. We got doubleheader baseball at Wrigley today, Chance. John Lester is back. The Cardinals, as a diehard Cub fan, I hate the Cardinals. I am so damn jealous of the Cardinals. So the Cardinals yesterday, they went up to Milwaukee. They swept the series. Brewers lost 5 in a row, but I think they're going to be fine. The Cardinals have swept 3 straight series. They've won 12 in a row. They are red hot. They are 5 games up with 10 to play for the second wild card. They were supposed to be dead. I mean, dead. They were done. And now if you got in a 1-game scenario against the Giants, would they be the favorite? I don't know that anybody's going to beat Scherzer in a 1-game deal. The Dodgers are 10-0 when Scherzer starts, but there's an epic pennant race going on in the West where the Dodgers and Giants are separated by 1 game and both of teams are closing in on 100 wins. But if it's the Cardinals and the Giants, are the Cardinals the favorite? I mean, they got the mojo. They won't quit. Goldschmidt, who feels to me like another in the long line of that feels like a Cardinal. They're pitching well. Their bullpen is really good. They run the bases. They've got kind of their rotation isn't overwhelming. You know, the old man Wainwright is pitching well. John Lester's pitching well. They're a scary team, and it's all about getting on a roll this time of the year. If they were in a 1-game scenario against the Giants, I don't think against the Dodgers, against the Giants, Cardinals might be the favorite. They play a doubleheader at Wrigley today. I thought that series might mean something. It means just the next to last weekend of Major League Baseball for the Cubs. All right, Brett Cianci is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Nebraska and Michigan State around here, the headline game. Does it feel like a big game? It's a big game in East Lansing. There is a buzz. Magic Johnson might be in attendance. Draymond Green might be in attendance. It might be like the laundry list of famous Michigan State Spartans. They are even they've gone back to the Block S helmet. They've been wearing the helmet with the Sparty. They are wearing the Block S helmet. Mel Tucker wants the place to be packed. He's told his team not to buy into the hype. Nebraska coming off last week, Michigan State ranked. Does it feel like a big game? Feels like there's a lot of energy in East Lansing, and it may because it's a road game, and compared to last week where it was a familiar face and we reunited with OU, this game is on a bigger, might mean more, but does it feel to anybody Like, this is a big game. I think Michigan State is treating this as a huge game. I'm not saying Nebraska's not, sleepy into East Lansing. But is this game giving anybody a buzz? Like a feel? We had feels last Friday. We also thought that that would be one-sided. It turned out to be a one-score game. This game feels like it is more important to where Nebraska's going. But are you sensing the buzz? Are you sensing the buzz for a game in a series that has had close games? And Nebraska has held their own against Michigan State, even some of the better Michigan State teams. Now, this is a different animal with Mel Tucker, them being ranked, and kind of going off what BC said is past history of things that you've seen before and saying, hey, show me. Nebraska's up 17-0 two years ago in Boulder, and the next thing you know, it's a 31-14 run by CU, and yeah. But does it feel like a big game? Because it is a big game. But I don't know, it being on the road, being a ways away from here, not as many people going, talking about, hey, I can't wait to get to East Lansing. Doesn't feel like a big game to me. But it is a big game. Brett Ciancia coming up from Pick 6 Previews here in a little bit. We'll get back. We'll get into some emails in the Equitable Bank inbox. Your thoughts on what's going to happen tomorrow night for Nebraska and Michigan State. Mel Tucker. This appears to be a big moment for Mel Tucker. Mark D'Antonio thought the same thing. Remember that game in 2014? Michigan State was clobbering Nebraska. The weather wasn't great. People left. It seemed like the only people that were left in East Lansing in 14 were the Nebraska fans. And then Nebraska scored 19 in the fourth quarter and had a chance at the end to pull off an upset of what then was the number 10 team in the country. And that was in the middle of that 13-14-15 run where Michigan State was really, really good. See what happens tomorrow night. If those fans don't stick around, Mel Tucker may lose his mind. 12:18. It's the Gary Sharp Show on a Football Friday Fiesta on 1620 The Zone.